Hello, my name is Tom Schultz, and I'm a web solutions architect with Microsoft Services. In this webcast, I will explain how to set up, configure, and use the Store Locator Web Part feature of Commerce Server 2009. If you have any questions, issues, or feedback, please contact me via my email address at tschultz@microsoft.com. In order to use the Store Locator feature, you will need to have the following base platform requirements installed and configured according to the Commerce Server 2009 Installation and Configuration Guide available from the Microsoft download site using the link you see here at the bottom of this slide. Generally, those software requirements include Windows Server 2008 or 2003, .NET Framework 3.5 Service Pack 1, SQL Server 2008 or 2005, Commerce Server 2009 Standard or Enterprise Edition, MOS 2007 with Service Pack 1 and all cumulative updates, or Windows SharePoint Services 3.0 with Service Pack 1 and all cumulative updates. In order to use the Store Locator feature, we will first set up the Commerce SharePoint default website, which comes out of the box with Commerce Server 2009. To update the virtual earth and store profile data, we'll also set up and configure the accompanying default site web services. To plot our store data on a virtual earth map control, we'll need to sign up for a virtual earth developer account. Next, we'll add our store and virtual earth profile data using the Commerce Server Customer and Orders Manager. Next, we'll upload our store data to the virtual earth service using the CS Store Upload tool. Finally, to display the pushpin images on the virtual earth map, we'll publish our own logo image to our SharePoint site and specify those and other values with the Store Locator web part. If you have any specific questions, please consult the Store Locator topics in the Commerce Server 2009 documentation available online at msdn.microsoft.com. To install the Commerce SharePoint default website, we'll use the SharePoint Commerce Services Configuration Wizard available from the Start menu. After the default website has been installed, we will configure the site to use the default channel for Business Logic and AdventureWorks as a default product catalog. Let's open the Configuration Wizard by clicking Start, All Programs, Microsoft Commerce Server 2009, Tools, SharePoint Commerce Services Configuration Wizard. The Configuration Wizard first checks that the base platform is configured with the proper SharePoint and Commerce Server updates. It also verifies that any dependent Windows service is started. Since everything is healthy, we'll proceed with setting up the default website and accompanying web parts. Next, let's create the Windows Authentication and Forms-Based Authentication IIS websites for the default site. In this case, I have already set up an existing application pool running under an identity which is a member of the local IIS iUsers group and has the proper roles assigned for the Commerce databases. For more information, please consult the Commerce Server 2009 Installation and Configuration Guide. Let's select the SharePoint application we just created and update the site collection title as well. And also specify that the sample commerce data is unpackaged by the wizard. Okay, let's have the wizard create the site. Please note that the wizard outputs a log of the site and application features as they are deployed and activated. Okay, the site has been set up successfully. Let's go specify that channel and catalog settings by clicking Site Actions, View All Site Content, and let's scroll down here to Channel Configuration List. And we'll set the default channel to Default so that the default business logic is executed. We'll also set the default product catalog to the AdventureWorks catalog, which is the sample data that was unpackaged by the wizard. If we go back to the home page now, we can see that those settings have already taken effect. Okay, our next step is to set up the accompanying default site web services. For more information on this procedure, please consult the Unpacking the Web Services in a New Commerce Server Site topic in the Commerce Server 2009 Installation and Configuration Guide, available from the Microsoft Download site, using the link you see here on this slide. What we'll do in this procedure is first unpackage the default site web services using the PUP package. Next, we'll assign the Catalog, Marketing, Orders, and Profiles web services to an IIS application pool running under an identity with the proper privileges to the underlying commerce databases. Then we'll assign user rules to the authorization manager policies for each web service. We'll also need to update the profile web services web config to use the default site's asymmetric key pair stored in the registry. And finally, we'll update the profile web services presentation info XML file so that later we can add store objects to the profile system. Okay, so let's open up Commerce Server by clicking Start All Programs, Microsoft Commerce Server 2009, Commerce Server Manager. And as you can see, the configuration wizard has already set up two Commerce Server applications for the forms-based authentication and NTLM zones. So let's right-click and do New, Add Application, and let's pick the existing default site PUP package. And we're going to set up all the web services, catalog, orders, marketing, and profiles. And we're going to unpackage them to the default IIS website on port 80. Okay, so the next step here is to open up IIS Manager and change the application pool that each one of the web services is running under to an application pool that is using an identity that has rights to the underlying commerce databases in catalog, orders, marketing, and profile. So let's change each one of these from the default app pool to our commerce app pool. Okay, our next step is to make sure that that application pool identity has write access to the IASMAN policy files that reside in each one of the virtual directories for each web service. So we'll go in and actually add that application pool identity to the ACL list for each one of the policy files. In our case, it's SharePoint Runtime, and we'll give him write access to the catalog IASMAN policy, the marketing IASMAN policy, orders, and profiles. It's worth noting that these sorts of operations can be automated by using PowerShell scripts. Okay, so on to the third step of assigning the roles to the AZMAN policies. So let's open up AZMAN by typing start azman.msc. And now we need to open up each one of the authorization policy files for the web services. So we'll browse to each one of the virtual directories and specify those authorization policies. And if we drill down into the AZMAN policies, we can find role assignments. And since we're doing this for demonstration purposes, we're simply just going to set up the administrator privileges by assigning our local administrators group to each one of the administrator role assignments for on the policies themselves. This step's critical to make sure that we can use the Commerce Server Customer and Orders Manager and add the virtual Earth configuration and store objects themselves to the profile database. Our fourth step now is to update the profile web services web config to use the default site's asymmetric key pair. So what we'll do is take this snippet of XML here and drop that in the web config for the profile web service. So we'll simply use Notepad to edit the profile web services web config, and we'll just paste in that snippet of XML from our PowerPoint slide. What happens here is at runtime, the profile web service will actually load the asymmetric key pair from the registry by using the settings here that are specified in our web config. In order to be able to add virtual Earth configuration and store objects with the Customer and Orders Manager, we'll need to update the profile web services presentation info XML file using the XML snippet below. Okay, so same procedure as before. We'll just use Notepad to update the English United States culture for the presentation info XML file. And we'll paste in those profile objects at the bottom, as you see them highlighted here, for virtual Earth config and store objects. Okay, that takes care of the setup and configuration of the web services. Now we need to actually sign up for a virtual Earth platform developer account using the link here. So I'll sign in with a CS Store demo at live.com ID I set up previously and request my developer account. I'll have to fill out some required information here, of course. If I check my inbox, I'll have an email from Virtual Earth asking me to confirm my account. Now I'll receive a second email from Virtual Earth confirming that my account is fully set up. So I'll go ahead and log in here. And as you can see, it prompts me the first time in to set up a password for my service account. Okay, we're on step 4 of 6 from our original agenda. Now we're going to use Customer and Orders Manager with the default site web services to add the Virtual Earth Platform Developer account configuration information to our profiles database. As well as we're going to create store objects in the profiles database for fictitious Contoso stores. And these are the stores that are going to be plotted over our Virtual Earth map. Since our site's not using SSL certificates, we'll update the Customer and Orders Manager configuration file to allow HTTP traffic by setting the allow HTTP value to true. Now let's open Customer and Orders Manager and add the Virtual Earth configuration data. Okay, so now let's add the store objects that we mentioned in the previous slide. And it's very important that we specify an appropriate locale ID. And let's make sure we have a matching latitude and longitude values as well for this location. Okay, so we're at the fifth of six steps now, where we're going to actually upload the stores we defined with the Customer and Orders Manager to the Virtual Earth service. And we're going to use the CS Store Upload tool from Commerce Server 2009 to accomplish that. The parameter values for this command line tool are the actual Commerce Server site name, in our case, default site, the profile's web services user URL, which we previously unpackaged, the username for our Virtual Earth platform developer account and its accompanying password, and then the data source that we want to create up on the Virtual Earth service itself, and then whether we want to specify the actual staging environment or production environment for Virtual Earth. And the last three parameters are related to geocoding of the actual data, and then whether we want to wait for the job to complete or simply return right away. And this tool is located in the Commerce Server root / Microsoft Commerce Server 2007 / Microsoft Commerce Server 2009 site tool. So let's execute that command with those parameters we just had on the previous slide. And right now it's actually uploading this job, as you can see, to the Virtual Earth Platform Developer service. And we can check the stats here and see that it's currently processing. And from our console here, we're actually waiting for it to return. Now that it's completed, you can see that four entities were actually processed by the Virtual Earth service. And if we refresh the dashboard, scroll down, there's the data source that we specified. And you can see it has four entities within it. And if we open it up, there are four profile addresses we created in the Customer and Orders Manager. And they're the same exact values that we have there for the address as well as the latitude and longitude. Okay, we're at the final step of this webcast, configuring the store locator web part. But first, we're going to upload a Contoso store logo image to our SharePoint site, which will be used to plot over the actual Virtual Earth map control. And we're going to then update the store locator web part properties to use that as the push pin for the stores as they're rendered over the Virtual Earth map. And then we're going to specify a search radius of 10 miles. Let's upload the logo by clicking Site Actions, View All Site Content, Images, and then Upload. We'll browse for our local file, contosologo.jpg. And now we'll check in that file. Let's go back now to the store locator webpage itself, and let's edit it. We'll need to edit the Virtual Earth store locator web part itself to specify some settings. So let's specify that store pushpin logo we just uploaded, and we'll set the unit of measure for our search radius to 10 miles instead of kilometers. Simply hit OK, and let's publish our changes. Now let's search on, say, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052. And you can see there are our four stores, Contoso stores, pulled from the Virtual Earth service and plotted over our map. And there's our logo that we uploaded locally, being plotted for each store. So what we can do now is if we want to take a look at the details of each one, or if we want directions to the actual physical store, we can just simply click on Get Directions. And you can see it actually then plots out our path from our current location to the store itself. And we have steps along the way as we hover over the Virtual Earth map showing us where our turns are and how to get there. For more information on Commerce Server, please check out the Commerce Server website at microsoft.com/commerce server. If you're a partner looking to work with customers implementing Commerce Server, please check out the Commerce Server partner portal at partner.microsoft.com. For product literature, please check TechNet or MSDN. For questions about Commerce Server, please post them to the MSDN forums. If you're an MSDN subscriber, you can download Commerce Server 2009 from the MSDN subscriber downloads. I highly recommend, before working with Commerce Server 2009, reading the Commerce Server 2009 README and Installation Guide. If you're concerned about performance, please check out Commerce Server 2009 Default SharePoint Site Performance Guide. And lastly, if you're looking to write some code against the Commerce Server 2009 API, please download the Commerce Server 2009 Multi-Channel Foundation Samples, as well as the Partner SDK. Thank you for your time, and I hope this has been helpful.